Congress last week approved a bill that makes tax incentives permanent for deals that conserve land and preserve open space. Lands conservancies are calling it the most important legislation in decades for their movement. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Since 2006, landowners have been allowed to take tax deductions for donating land or granting conservation easements, promises not to develop their land. That's been an incentive for property owners to work with local lands conservancies, the nonprofit groups that manage conservation deals. Since the original law passed, more than 2 million acres of farm and forest land and other open space have been preserved nationwide, according to the Land Trust Alliance. But the law expired in 2013, and though it's been renewed at year's end for the past 2 years, the future has been uncertain. The vote last week in Congress ends that. It's huge, according to Tom Okel, executive director of the Catawba Lands Conservancy in Charlotte.
But now this legislation makes it permanent, so it allows people to work on projects that often take a lot of time with certitude as to what the tax treatment would be. And more importantly, it just shows that our legislators in Washington, on a bipartisan basis, understand how important our lands are in conservation.
Under the law, landowners can deduct a part of the value of donated land or easements from their gross income. Previous rules were limited in a way that made them useful only for donors with high incomes, but that doesn't describe many longtime landowning families with lower incomes. Okel says the newly extended rules keep the universe of potential donors broad and could mean more land will be conserved. That's critical as the pace of development speeds up, both in Charlotte and around the state.
There are families there that have had land for generations that, you know, they would prefer to leave in its natural state, but sometimes they can't afford to if a developer's offering them a significant amount of money to turn that into a highly dense neighborhood. It's hard to get everyone to agree to preserve it, and this incentive can really make a difference.
The Catawba Lands Conservancy manages about 15,000 acres of protected land in Mecklenburg and five surrounding counties. For 90.7 WFAE News, I'm David Borax.